Education is a single transcendental act which lifts humanity's eyes above the dirt.
The Breakfast Buffet on 95BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.
Kia ora, Ben.
Kia ora, how's it going, Rach and Zoe?
Oh, good.
Good.
How are you?
Oh, so good, although bittersweet because this is my last radio show.
No,
I know.
We know that. Our listeners didn't know that until now, but we're very sad to hear that. It's been such a joy chatting with you every couple of Friday mornings, Ben. Where are you off to?
I am working for Canter, audio editing there, onwards and upwards.
Awesome.
So that'll keep me busy for sure. But as a result, it means the show today is just a Rolodex of guests. My flatmate B is actually here. Introduce yourself.
Oh, kia ora. Hello.
Hi.
Nothing like bring your flatmate to work day. It's the best one.
Right, exactly. No one better than B. So.
I mean, he's done it a couple of times. He got me in on my birthday as well.
So good. Nice. Yeah. So you're a seasoned guest host.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Made yourself at home. Yeah, so good. What's life been like up there? I've got to commend you guys on the Student Radio Network Awards too.
Oh, thank you.
It was so fun.
We did have a lot of fun. That was actually a really nice start to what has been, I think, a good summer for most of us here in Tamaki Makaurau. We have much enjoyed getting back into gigs, seeing live music and doing all that stuff that you lucky lot in the South Island have been doing for quite some time. So we've picked you a Beth's song this morning, Dying to Believe, because they've just played, I think it was 5 shows at Whammy Bar up in Tamaki here, and Whammy's a staple of the scene in Auckland, and they quite sensibly waited till we hit Orange before they started gigging again. So the Beths basically reopened that space and they're straight back into the swing of it. So it's pretty awesome to see people back out and about. Everyone's obviously just being ginger and sensible about it at the moment as well, but enjoying those freedoms while they're there and celebrating the awesome music that's been happening. But what's been going on in the South Island?
Jeez, what hasn't been going on? It's gigging and drinking and drinking and gigging, isn't it?
Yes, it
on
is.
And on and on. Yep. I love it so much. True to form, we really are.
Fantastic. Any highlight gigs for you over the Christmas period?
Oh, I have to mention Flux Lawn. It goes off. It really does. Just here at the Box Quarter, St. Essence Street, all that good stuff. But yeah, the Flux Lawn always goes off. The lights just so glowing. And I feel like, House and Trance is really the 2022 vibe.
Nice.
So I am expecting more of that as the days go by.
That sounds exciting as. Sorry, B, what was that?
Night. Oh, I was just going to say that was a real good night. It was my first time going to a gig at Flux. So it was
very special.
Nice.
Awesome.
Exceptional.
You've picked us a Who Shot Scott track this morning that's been, I think, a high rotate on all of the Student Radio Network stations across the last year. Well, why have you particularly picked this song for us, Ben?
Well, shout-outs to Zydoon. This track is just my hype. It really is. I put it on the morning if I am tired and need rejuvenating before really starting the show.
Excellent.
And so, yes, it just gets me in the spirit. And the Beths, how come the Beths are the band for y'all?
Well, we wanted to celebrate the fact that they reopened Whammy Bar and that we're back at it again. And also, I think it's really nice to acknowledge a band that came out of the, DIY gigging scene, really reaching some massive heights and bringing their community along with them. So that's why we've picked the Beths for you this morning. And I hope you enjoy it. I'm looking forward to playing this track because, as you say, it is a hype track. It's a good one to wake you up if you are still sort of trying to crawl out of bed on your first Friday or from the first week back. So it's a very good pick. Ben, we're going to miss chatting to you in the mornings.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to miss chatting with you two as well. It's so fun. I've got to say, even though my headphones have completely stopped working, I soldier on, and that's after 3 years of radio experience.
Oh, amazing.
I can hear you so faintly. I don't know if I'm talking over you. I haven't known if I'm talking over you this whole time.
Ben, you're an absolute professional because we didn't know until you said that right then.
There you go.
I reckon it's time to hit the song then. Have a fantastic last show, Ben, and great news about your new job. Enjoy it and best of luck with all your next endeavours.
Yes, best of luck to you guys as well. Oh, BFM Hype. I love it so much. Have a great day, Tamaki Makaurau.
Kia ora, ka kite. Oh, thank you so much, Ben. We're going to miss chatting to Ben down at RDU. He's been such a joy to have part of the Breakfast Buffet. Good old Student Radio Network, eh?
Tell me why I fell in love in the nighttime. If only Yomi was to see down the pipeline. I couldn't feel a fucking thing, I was quite blind. The superstition couldn't sting with the white wine. But inhibitions in the past couldn't take that. I knew this shit would never last, couldn't break back. Cause all I wanted
was good. Tell me why I fell in love. Myself and I, that's on some gang shit. You could ask the people that I hang with. Had a main chick, that relationship was tainted. Now I'm in the zone, I'm super gracious. I don't play shit, other rappers super basic. Beats and bars and melodies, the same shit. I'm an alien, that's why I need me some space shit. We can up in bed because you ain't shit.
That is Who Shot Scott, Love Will Never Know, picked by Ben from RDU as one of his absolute faves, and he is just having his last show down in RDU. We're going to really miss chatting to him because he is such a joy.
Togetherness, you know?
The Breakfast Buffet on 95BFM, brought to you by the Student Radio Network.